beating people up. There's also news where they're counseling senators' speeches, Congress members' speeches. They're going into fortress mode because everywhere they go for their stage town halls, their own constituents are against them. Remember, last week we were talking about Lloyd Doggett. And the congressman had only mailed out mailers to his members, to people that were his supporters, and members of the Democratic Party. One of my employees here's wives is a Democrat, registered, and so she got the letter in the mail. I remember Rob Dew mentioning, hey, Doggett's going to be giving a speech. You want to go ask him a question? And I said, no, you're going out of town. Then I forgot about it. Then suddenly it was all over the television with a crowd all chanting, no, we don't want your government health care, and then him leaving. And he went on the news and said it was all staged by Republicans. As if the American people, you know, don't protest, don't demonstrate. The media says it's dirty, it's bad to protest. It's dirty, it's bad to demonstrate. You've got to accept the cap and trade legislation. You've got to accept all of this control. You've got to accept government control of health care. And then they lie and say, it doesn't ration care. It doesn't control what doctor you can see. It doesn't do this and that when it's all in the bill. Just like Obama says he's not for gun control, but they've introduced scores of bills to radically restrict the Second Amendment. And people then go read the bills and get upset, or they say, oh, we don't want national compulsory service when they've introduced the bills to do it. So all across the country, Republicans and Democrats are being booed off the stage. But the media will only report on the Democrats being booed off the stage to make it a left-right issue, because they know if the people ever get together, ever come together, and realize that government's bought and paid for by offshore criminal interest, it's over for the New World Order. So we're going to be breaking this down today, and this massive attack on free speech, the First Amendment, and brutal brown shirt, Nazi or Soviet style, Commissar political police attacks on anyone that doesn't want to turn their guns in, anyone that doesn't want open borders, anyone that doesn't want to give up their liberties and freedoms. And the big one, we have been censored massively. Infowars.com. In fact, here is the headline, Obama speech police shut down top YouTube videos. And they admit, YouTube admits, this is political censorship. This is just unprecedented. We're going to be going over it. Also, Google has shut down Sybil Edmonds' blog, the FBI whistleblower, about bin Laden working for the CIA. She was the person in there, you know, decoding this. So they're definitely got a purge going on. And even if you don't agree with the things I say and do, my information, you should support my right to say it. We're going to break it all down. The crackdown on free speech straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition, the 9th day of August, 2009. I don't have words to describe how dire the situation is in this country. how the social engineers, the big offshore corporate banks, and their sociologists and psychologists, just how manipulative they are and how they're playing the public like a fiddle. George Bush was a puppet. Bill Clinton was a puppet. Barack Obama is a puppet. These guys are corporate front men that read off teleprompters. Barack Obama has gone back on every promise he said he would do. Secret arrest, secret torture, continuing NAFTA and GATT, pushing to expand it, hiring nothing but lobbyists, expanding warrantless wiretapping, expanding the Patriot Act when he swore he'd get rid of it, and then pledging he was different. And I talked to Obama supporters. I talked to one today at my mother's birthday party. Guy I've known for years. He said, oh, all politicians lie. And I said, you know, all over the country, Republicans and Democrats are being booed off stage, and they want us to fight with each other as Republicans and Democrats. I'm not even a Republican, I told the guy. His name's Harvey. I said, and you know that. You know I was against Bush. I said, it's like a Don King fight, Harvey, because this fella's been a boxing promoter. That's what Harvey is. I said, both people, he's even promoted fights with Don King. The point is, I'm sitting there having this argument. I said, it's like a Don King fight where he owns both fighters. And he finally kind of went, oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I guess it's true. But that's just the way all politicians are. They just lie to us. And I said, Harvey, the government was so corrupt and so bad and hurt your 401k so bad under Bush that they had this solution, Barack Obama, he was going to save you. Just like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor. You know, he came out for Obama and said, I'm going to vote for him. And the last three or four months of the election, I was saying, I'm not voting for McCain. I'm not voting for Obama either. But I said to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I said, you watch. He's backed up by Zbigniew Brzezinski and by David Rockefeller and by all these top globalists. He's backed up by Henry Kissinger. He got four times the money McCain got from Wall Street and Goldman Sachs, the ones doing this. He's bringing in Summers, Larry Summers, that changed the laws to let the banks carry out the derivatives, and Robert Rubin. And he said, I know, but you just got to repudiate Bush. Well, now he's a man of conscience. He's now come out and said, I was wrong. Obama's worse than Bush. It's hard to believe, but it's actually true. Because he, as a conservative, for him, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, to watch Bush triple the size of government, use the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens, to see all that happen, the million-plus dead Iraqis, he was a moral person, so you morally almost had to vote for Obama. But I knew it was a bait and switch, because I knew Obama was handled and controlled by Bush's controllers, even more so. And plus, he was slick. He had charisma, something Bush didn't do. Didn't have. And so he was much more dangerous. He is a puppet, but he's there to make you feel like you've invested in him. He's there to make you feel like you are part of his power structure and that you're winning and that you've defeated the evil Bush. When meanwhile, the whole agenda that Bush was carrying the baton for in this relay race, now the anchor of the race is Obama. He's the closer. And Bush perfectly passed that baton off, and Obama's just boom. I mean, he is just smoking our liberties and freedoms. He is burning down our liberty. Now, that said, Harvey, and who I've known for probably 10 years, because his daughter went to school with my sister, and his sister's like 14 years younger than me, this was the first time he looked shook up, he looked upset, and he looked even aggressive at first with me. And I said, that's fine, you want to be a sucker, go ahead. And I started breaking his conditioning right there. I go, you know you've been suckered in your gut, and you don't want to admit it. And that started breaking him, breaking his condition. Because he's not stupid, but people put themselves under mind control. They want to believe the con. It's like with con artists and Ponzi schemes. Even after you've lost a bunch of money, people will then invest even more, thinking they're going to get it back. Stop being suckered. But I was talking to another friend this weekend who was over at the house, and I said, you know, we're getting all these Obama posters out everywhere. And she actually looked upset and said, look, let's just not talk about Obama. Alex, I like you, but let's not talk about it. And she was looking at me like kind of like it was like crazed look. I mean, these people are in just like Bush supporters. When I was out exposing him as a puppet in New World Order and bad, they didn't care. They still believe WMDs were found. They still believe all of this because they're caught in this left-right paradigm. Everything is a left-right paradigm. Now, we've got a lot of death threats from Obama supporters. We've got a lot of threatening things have gone on. Obama supporters bragged on websites that we've linked to that they shut down the Alex Jones channel on YouTube with 30-plus million views, and I had to file in federal court and block it. Well, now it's gotten worse. Several top videos that were on the front page of YouTube getting tens of thousands of views an hour, hundreds of thousands of views yesterday, on their way to tens of millions. And I've had videos that have been seen tens of millions of times. I know when it hits the zeitgeist. It had hit that million watts of power. It was going supernova, these videos. They erased them. And YouTube emailed us. You can read their email in the story that has the headline up on Infowars.com about Obama speech police. Obama speech police shut down top YouTube videos. And there it is on screen as we simulcast the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the guideline was a community guideline. They said they got complaints that my videos were racist. And we looked in the comments of that video and other videos, and we actually had those quoted in the article, saying Alex Jones is a racist. Everybody do your patriotic duty, complain, and get him shut down. Now, even if what I was saying was supposedly racist, you have to defend that free speech or everybody loses all their speech. But there's nothing about him being 6.5% black, 43.5% Arab, and 50% Anglo-Saxon. There's nothing about the fact that he's 6.5, he's as much African as I am Native American. That's about how much Native American I have. Fine. Again, in the name of race, they inject it constantly, and they create the racism. It's tribal division is all it is. That's how the British would control different countries they dominated, was in India, everybody was an Indian, but they were different religions and different tribes. They would play all these Indians. There'd be one British person for every 1,000 Indians, but they could control the subcontinent through divide and conquer. And that's all the media is doing. When they constantly talk about race, I mean, when you say you don't want cap and trade, they write mainstream news articles saying you're racist. CNN, MSNBC, they all say it. If you're against giving up control of your life to government-run health care, they call you a racist. I've got stacks of the news in front of me. You've all seen it. Think about how over the top that is. But see, they know that you know you're not racist and that you're shocked by it. It's not meant for you. It's meant for insecure people out there that feel like everybody's out to get them to then freak out and cuddle up next to government like it's their savior. It's meant to get everybody fearing each other. It's meant for everybody to see their racial and religious differences. But all camouflaged in the name of fighting racism, which is really a made-up term. It's tribalism. You take a bunch of white people up in Scotland, 800 years ago. Every clan was killing the other clan, even though they all looked just alike. People will find reasons. You ever seen the Star Trek episode where one guy's black on one side of his face and the other guy's black on the other side? It's a race of aliens where one side of their face is white, the other side is black, but the oppressive group oppresses the other group because they got the white side on one side instead of the other. I mean, that's the way it is. In Scotland, they would kill each other over just what color their kilts were. They look just alike. But see, because that's a human nature thing that's being manipulated. So now the media, the government, and they've got bills introduced about to pass where you're arrested if somebody doesn't like what you say. The cyberbullying and hate crime bills say if someone doesn't like what you say, you're arrested. I mean, this is the total end of America. We'll tell you about this censorship and the Obama people beating folks up across the country.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
I have studied what happened in Nazi Germany, what happened in 49 through 68 or so, and the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution in Maoist China. I've studied what happened in Cuba. I've studied what happened in Russia under the Soviets, what happened in East Germany after the fall of the Nazi system in the East. And what is happening is a carbon copy interwoven with a high-tech overlay. I mean, I have the New York Times right here in my stack called Hot Button. And I have all these other news articles here where it's saying if the right-wing protesters are going to show up and yell at their elected officials during town hall meetings, then left-wing activists need to start coordinating with those representatives to provide them with cover, says a four-page memo distributed by Healthcare for America Now, a coalition group supporting President Obama's recommended plans. Now, look, you notice for 2 weeks I've been talking about this, and now in the last 7 days it became a big national story because I see trends. Remember months ago at Tea Parties, Senator Cornyn and Governor Perry would be booed off the stage by Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians. It was bipartisan. I had camera guys at some of these events. These were not staged. Anybody who was for the NAFTA highway or North American Union or any of this global stuff, the people knew their votes. They're informed. The voters are finally getting informed. They would boo them off the stage. Now, every day, no exaggeration, I mean, my inbox is probably filled with 200, 300. I can't read it all. I was up till 3 in the morning last night just reading mainstream news where Republicans are being booed off the stage. But it's never national. The only national stories you're seeing out of Fox and CNN, both the left and the right, are about Republicans going out and booing Democrats off the stage. My point is I'm just reporting the facts. Government itself is literally collapsing right now. The people know that both parties are controlled. They know that no matter who they elect into high office, the corporate looting, the tens of trillions being stolen continues. People know it's bipartisan. They know the wars are bipartisan. They know the Patriot Act is bipartisan. All the liberals I know have been out buying guns the last 5 years, getting shooting training. People are really waking up. They're not calling themselves liberal. They're not calling themselves conservative. So what the establishment wanted with Obama was to at first have all this reconciliation and feel good and vote for Obama and prove you're not racist. And then once he got in, he's a proven liar about everything, just like all these other puppets. And then it becomes, oh, you just don't like him because he's black. And they cold-bloodedly know that that isn't true. And so what they do is they show the few racist groups or whatever that don't like him and then say anybody else that doesn't want to give in their guns, give in open borders, give in NAFTA and GATT expansion, anybody that doesn't want to give in to all this, you're a racist. But now they've gone one further. People are shooting these unedited YouTube videos. There's hundreds. I can't even watch them all. We'll play a few coming up. The audio for radio, the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, where you'll have just peaceful, mainly my listeners. That's why we keep, even before Cavuto and other shows, had these guys on that we're about to have on, the lawyer and this African-American gentleman that got beat up by thugs because they contacted us first. It's really not liberal or conservative. It's patriots. It's Ron Paul supporters. It's anti-New World Order people, people that know what's going on, that have shattered the left-right paradigm. He was out handing out flyers that had the Gadsden flag on it. That's this symbol, it's the coiled snake that says, don't tread on me. And it had just some bullet points on it with the subsection of the health care bill where it takes over your bank account, takes money right out of your paycheck, rations care. I mean, it's not Republicans saying this. It's in the bill. What do you think they have in England and Canada? And they come over and he's being nice and they punch him in the nose and scream, what are you doing here, N-word? And the image of white people and black people, the white guys lead the attack screaming, what are you doing here, N-word, being cheered by blacks? See, as long as you're for Obama, you can beat up a black guy if you're white and scream N-word. And they're like, high five, yeah, baby, because it's about worshiping Obama. And all over the country, it's now confirmed. It's even coming out mainstream news. The media last week said, oh, it's all stage Republican lobbyists. Republican lobbyists are going, what are you talking about? They tried to blame the Libertarian Party of Austin. It's like two guys, you know, they're volunteers that run it. It's got a lot of members. With going to Lloyd Doggett's event, when it was only Democrats that got mailed the flyer. We know that because somebody here in this office, wife is a registered Democrat. So, I mean, it's incredible, folks. The people are mad. Aren't you mad out there? Aren't you sick of all this? Aren't you tired of what's happening? Aren't you tired of seeing your jobs being lost and your buying power going down and everything shutting down here in about $23.7 trillion that Bush and Obama sold us out for, and now Obama's people want more because they're the ones that engineered all this? Yes, his management team are the very bankers that changed the laws in 96 through 99. That's admitted even by them. It's bipartisan looting. It's all a big joke. And here's the big news. People are saying, oh, settle down. Some people are. It's no big deal that YouTube now says your videos are racist and that they've banned a bunch of your videos and are probably going to ban your channel that reaches conservatively a 500,000 people a week. Now that's only one of many channels we've got, but it feeds all the other channels. People grab it off PrisonPlanet.tv. We put it there. People grab that and post it all over the world. You know, Obama Deceptions had over 20-plus million views, but that's on a separate channel. We don't put all our eggs in one basket, and we support other people that upload our videos because of the censorship. But YouTube is saying that they took the videos down because if any of their brown shirt minions say that something's racist, when there's no mention of Obama being black, being white, being polka-dotted, what's crazy is they shouldn't take it down even if it is racist, if it's not calling for violence. But it didn't even have that in it. These were calm videos where I said, hey, folks, there's some links over here in the sidebar. We show you Cornyn and Perry and all these other Republicans being booed off by Republicans and Ron Paul being standing ovation at CPAC, the big Republican conference, a few months ago when he says we don't need to have more wars. You know, it's wrong to kill Iraqis. You see, what happens if Democrats see all the Republicans standing up going, we don't want to kill Iraqis and cheering Ron Paul? We find out that we all love liberty and freedom together. We all find out the bankers own both parties. And those are the videos they're shutting down. They're not shutting down the spoof video that's got 150,000 views that I did Friday here on the TV show as the Joker making fun of Obama wanting to shut down the Obama Joker posters. Now, they don't mind, you know, they're leaving that up. What they don't want is where I'm calm, cool, and collected, going, hey, let's all be friends, Republicans and Democrats. Let's just abolish the Federal Reserve. Let's just audit it at least. Let's just come together. Let's all be friends. Can't we all just get along? That is racist. See, that's what's incredible. But luckily, people had already copied those videos. So people are now going, this is the video that's racist? Because we have screenshots where they took it down, and we can point to people that posted it on their channels. They are scared of unity. They want to say, racist, now give me your guns. Racist, give me your paycheck. Racist, you're a racist if you don't do what I say. It's a new religion. They're just beating white liberals over the head and everybody else to submit to big government. Meanwhile, they're arresting the black people, putting them in prison, shooting them up with deadly vaccines. Business goes on.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto. Well, from pushing and shoving to reports now of intimidation, town hall tempers are flaring, and now unions are mobilizing. In Missouri, protesters claim that union members were being led into town hall as they were locked out. My next guest says he got roughed up outside that meeting. Kenneth Gladney says that he was attacked while passing out Don't Tread on Me flags. He is joined by his attorney, David Brown. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Ken, first of all, to you, how are you doing right now?
I'm in some pain, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm still kind of shaken up and just kind of upset about the whole thing.
All right, Ken, can you tell me what happened?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the camera doesn't lie, and the police arrested the thugs that attacked him. But what's sick is literally hundreds of reports are pouring in where you have ragtag libertarians, conservatives, liberals that have figured out Obama's a liar, people showing up to say Obama don't have indefinite detention. They're beating them up. Now, if you don't want Obama to go into Pakistan, they run up and call you a racist. If you're black, they run up and scream racist and then beat you. And then black people stand by clapping as white people beat black people and scream the N-word. I mean, these videos are coming out of women being attacked, savage. In some cases, the police are backing up the union thugs. In other cases, they're doing the right thing. This happened outside St. Louis. Remember during the campaign we played the newscast where the police went on the news and said, if you talk bad about Obama, we're going to arrest you? I mean, that's 180 degrees the opposite of what our country's founded on. And I stood up to Bush when he had the free speech zones and tried to restrict free speech. I'm standing up against this now, and I've made videos about how Republicans and Democrats are being booed off the stage. Americans are mad. We're going into a depression here. But the media only makes it about people protesting Democrats to get the two parties fighting with each other. Now, I had two videos removed that were viral on the front page of YouTube. Hundreds of thousands of hits a day is what they were getting. Hundreds of thousands of views a day. A lot of you probably saw it on the front page of YouTube yesterday, where I was pointing this out, saying, let's come together. People saying it's racist to not want a carbon tax. They're using a political weapon, creating racism, pointing it out to get everybody fighting with each other. And most Obama supporters are waking up. His approval rating's gone from 84 down to the mid-40s now. The media spins it and says, well, it's at 50, but most polls show about 44 to 45. So they're panicking now. And most of his supporters are waking up, but a lot of them are getting aggressive. And, folks, I've been running into longtime friends that suddenly look at me like I'm Adolf Hitler. I mean, and I've had to stand up to them, and then they kind of shake out of it because they're so self-righteous. As soon as I stand up to them and say, you know I stood up against George Bush. You know that's a load of bull. You know you've been – then they start kind of – and I go, this is a Don King fight where the establishment owns both fighters, Republican and Democrat. But side issue. We found out that the Acorn Connected groups, because we even see who's bragging they file complaints on their channels. We have them listed in the article up on Infowars.com. We discovered they're filing fake complaints saying we're calling for violence and for hate crimes. We're not even talking about race in these videos, except saying let's all come together, black, white, everybody be friends. They don't want that. Now, how telling is that? I want to go to Kenneth Gladney, and I appreciate his lawyer, David B. Brown. We had him on first, even before Fox and other channels, Friday, but there's been new developments since then. Who wants to comment first on the points I made and then go through? Now it's clear we have White House memos saying report on neighbors, tell us if anybody's criticizing Obama. They're saying people are on thin ice. Talk show hosts may get shut down in press conferences. I mean, this is really starting to freak me out. Who'd like to comment on this craziness first?
There's been a pattern of events in the last week and months before that. It's kind of ironic that over this past year there have been no real reports of violence at any Tea Party events. There's been no real reports of violence prior to last week of any violence at any town hall meetings held by any representatives. But then starting Tuesday, when HCAN, which is the Healthcare for America Now organization, which is comprised of Acorn and AFL-CIO, SEIU, and a number of other organizations, have come down with a memo instructing activists to contact elected officials before events to plan ways to preempt any type of opposition. And when they say opposition, they mean people who want to exercise their freedom of speech. Once that went down, there's reported from the AP that David Axelrod and Jim Messina had traveled to the Capitol for their presentation to Democratic senators regarding these town halls. The senators saw videos of disruptions at events held by the House members and were told to organize these events more carefully, as well as work with labor unions and other friendly groups to generate enthusiasm. And then Messina comes out with and says, if you get hit, we will punch you back twice as hard. And this is only stirring up and inflaming the passions on both sides for conflict. Then we go to the New York Times, and it shows where AFL-CIO President John Sweeney comes out and tells everybody that that they need to reclaim our democracy, according to a statement.
And they're also putting out videos since Doggett got confronted 7 days ago, 8 days ago, last Saturday, where they show Doggett and say it was all fake. There's one problem. I randomly, because I live in South Austin, Southwest Austin, one of my dad's employees was there, who's a Democrat, because she got a letter, and my neighbor was there grocery stopping at Randall's and saw it. It wasn't staged. These were Austinites who were angry. But you know what's incredible about this? Is that they're now beating people up, and the first report spun this in a nebulous fashion, like it might have been your client's fault, and they're now trying to say your client attacked four people, even though there's multiple video angles of this, and the police arrested the people that cold-bloodedly attacked him. Tell us what happened to your client, Mr. Brown, who's about to be on with us. He's on with us right now, Kenneth Gladney, and then we'll get it directly from the person who was assaulted by people in their union uniforms.
Kenneth was just trying to make a little money that day, and he was out there selling these Gadsden flags, the Tea Party flags. Kenneth is, and they try to paint him as a conservative, and Ken is an independent. Ken has his own thoughts and an individual He doesn't subscribe to the beliefs of any party. He's outside of that context there. Kenneth was just doing his job. He was viciously attacked by one member who called him the N-word. He went to the ground after he was punched, and then he was pummeled by two other SEIU members and another person. And Kenneth weighs, I think, about 149 pounds. So when they spin it and they say that he attacked four people, and they probably weigh an aggregate of over 800 pounds with eight arms to his two arms, when he's trying to make a living, they're the ones that have the inflamed passion. Kenneth was there to try to make a living. So for them to...
So that's another issue. The media, now that's clear, said he was handing out flyers with flags on them. He was there neutrally just selling some flags.
It's like a guy selling hot dogs at the baseball game.
That's like the guy that got killed at the G20 selling newspapers, and the cops got caught covering up, and they beat his brains in.
It's like the guy selling hot dogs. He might not even care if the Yankees or the Red Sox win. He just wants to sell his hot dogs, and that's where Kenneth was. And I think Kenneth could elaborate more on his mindset and what he thought.
Let's bring Kenneth up, who is a black American.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, these big guys, I mean, I'm a good-sized guy. These were, like, huge guys just are wailing and slamming him in the ground.
Yeah,
They were
pretty big. They were pretty big guys. And actually,
and screaming the N-word at you. Tell folks what happened.
Yeah, well, like I stated before, I was there just setting up, getting ready to hand out my flags and my buttons and stuff like that. So one guy from the union, I was talking to a pastor's wife, and one guy from the union, he stepped up and said, "Who in the F is giving out this stuff here?" And I said, "Sir, this is my merchandise, and would you like a flag?" I even offered him a flag.
Mm.
He said, "Well, what kind of N are you to be giving out this F and stuff?"
Stay there, sir. We got a break. I want to come right back to you. Brutally, racially assaulted, and the media spun it, and now they're getting sued, and they're going to jail.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, "I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does." Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, "My daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea." And David from Tennessee writes, "My wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too." And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works. No, I mean, it really works. No, I mean, it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coast.
Cut them twice as hard. Clearly that was taken as a signal to come out and shut us up through violence. And Ken Gladney had to pay the price for the White House's irresponsible, violent language.
Blood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama wrote on letterhead from the U.S. Senate to his cousin Odinga, the Muslim leader who was attacking black Christians, the majority, black on black, to create violence. This is public mainstream news, and to create riots to force the government to share power with him. I didn't believe a lot of the stuff I heard about Obama. I even got attacked for saying, oh, he's not that bad during the election until I started seeing him flip-flop. Now I'm telling you, I'm scared of him. These people mean business, kind of a Maoist type deal, more than Hitlerian in their management style. And to see them shutting down our YouTube videos and laughing, to see them attacking people, to see them lying, the entire American people are being enslaved by the globalists and the offshore banks. Instead, the Democratic Party has got everybody fighting with each other. And this is a very dangerous situation they're playing. To tell their thugs to go out, and we got video of them beating women up. I mean, they just come over to women and go, bam. Now, we've got David B. Brown, his lawyer. This happened in a town right outside St. Louis with a congressman's meeting. It's been all over the national news. We broke it here first Friday. Here is Kenneth Gladney. Sir, you got interrupted, and then we're going to go chronicle some of what's coming out, how they hired these provocateurs, a form of false flag, to go start fights, to then discredit the events. Some senators and House members are canceling events like it's terrorism. It's so dangerous. The American people are shouting at them that, you know, when it's getting violent, when they're the ones that are violent. But, again, start over. So you're out there selling flags, and you say, would you like one, sir, and continue.
And when I offered the gentleman a flag, he began to say, he asked me, said, what kind of in are you to be giving away this type of stuff here? And he snatched my button board. And by him snatching my button board, I snatched it back from him. And when I snatched it back from him, he raised his own hand up and hit me in the face. He raised his fist up and just hit me. And when he hit me, he knocked my glasses off. And by me trying to catch my glasses, two other gentlemen came in and hit me also in my face. I went to the floor. I went to the ground, put it like that. And then someone else came up and they started kicking me in my head, my back, my legs, everything.
By the way, this is all on video. Big, giant slobs stomping on a little guy. Tell yeah. folks how big you are.
Yeah, I'm 5'7", and I weigh 149 pounds.
Now I have a question. Why did this white slob I mean, talk about a racist. He just thinks he's getting some money from Obama.
Yeah.
And now I saw black people standing around with him. Did they like watching a black guy get stomped on by big, giant white slobs screaming N-word? I mean, it seemed like they didn't mind this.
Well, in our honesty, let me tell you, the first guys that hit me were black.
Well, I see white guys falling on top of you.
Yeah. There was one white guy that actually hit me that was with the black guy. He was on top of me, and then the other white guy, he was pulling them off of me because he saw those guys beat me.
Yeah, one white guy's so big that that's all I can really see is this giant guy falling on top of you.
Yeah. And so after that, I got up. I was disorientated and everything. And they start coming at me again, and that's when the police cordoning off everything, all the exits and stuff, and they came out. They just started arresting folks. It was a madhouse. But I just wanted to say to everyone that's listening that I'm not of any other parties or anything like that. I'm not for the right. I'm not for the left. I'm just an individual, independent. I'm not a cartoon character.
Well, in major polls, and there's different ones that they show different numbers, but it's all basic. In some polls, over 70% of Americans say they're now independent, but they'll still go pick a lesser of two evils in an election.
Yeah.
But most Americans, Congress has an 11% approval rating. That's Republican and Democrat. But I've got to say, the Republicans aren't getting up and saying these are staged rallies by the Democrats when they get booed off the stage.
Yeah.
The Democrats are lying. I had an argument with a family friend I've known for over a decade today, and he was telling me I was a liar. And I'm getting emails telling me that I'm working for big health care companies or I'm working for oil companies because I'm an American that has a right to be against big government. But regardless, where is this going now?
Alex, supposedly I'm paid off by GOP operatives. We've seen reports on the internet from these hacks that say that Kenneth is paid off. He's a GOP activist. He's a teabagger. I mean, none of these things could be further from the truth.
And I'm not Joe the Plumber, to tell you the truth. I'm a Kenneth the Patriot. And you can repeat that as many times as you like.
Kenneth the Patriot. Well, this is just insane. I mean, we've got the video of him attacking the woman. And I'm sure you're seeing this, Mr. Brown, Kenneth's lawyer, because you're in the middle of this, too. Are you getting hundreds of stories and videos emailed to you to the point of I'm here on the weekend with a skeleton crew of three people? I mean, I can't even watch all this, much less cover it. I mean, it looks like they've been given orders to go out and just beat the daylights out of everybody.
Well, Alex, we're in the middle of collecting a lot of information. This is all a big whirlwind. So we're actually having our website up on Tuesday morning. It's www.kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Gladney, G-L-A-D-N-E-Y.com. That's www.kennethgladney.com. We welcome people who were at the event, who have anything that they care to share with us as far as eyewitness reports. If they have any video, anything that may assist us in our case, we welcome from these individuals. That's at kennethgladney.com. And they'll be up Tuesday morning. So don't try to get on there now. You get on there Tuesday morning, and we'll be able to correspond.
Yeah, and I've had Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes writing articles chronicling this. I was up here at 2:30 last night when I left, and we were having arguments about, who's going to post all this. A bunch of it's up on the sites. I mean, this is crazy. You were telling me, Mr. Brown, again, the attorney for the person that was racially attacked for daring to have American flags, American Patriot flags, because you can't have that out on a street corner in America anymore. You were saying that you've got a lot of evidence, and I've got some of the same mainstream news articles where the White House and the unions are ordering this. I want to be clear. Unions are just gangs of workers that have been good in the past to counter gangs of corrupt robber barons and police, 100 years ago, 60 years ago. But the big Chicago mob model of using unions to beat people up, That appears to be used now nationwide. Can you chronicle some of your research for us on that front?
Well, as I began telling you a little bit about it, but according to SEIU, they referred to their colorful, the people with the colorful T-shirts, the purple shirts, as they said that we're going to unleash the purple people. And you talk about brown shirts. Well, purple's the new brown, Alex. It's the purple people. And organized labor's engagement in these mining clashes is just the latest sign of the ferocity of the fight over the direction of this healthcare overhaul.
And you're just trying to go to a town hall, and it's admitted in the news they don't let you into the, quote, public town hall. They question you. Are you for this or against it? If you're wearing the purple people stuff, you get into the town hall for a staged media event, and then you're not even in America allowed to be outside. You get punched in the nose.
Well, according to the Carnahan people, and according to Russ Carnahan himself, the representative that held the town hall, he had a secret press conference the next morning, hand-selected reporters, so that there would be no negative press coverage on it. And there was a local journalist here, Jamie Allman, who put Mr. Carnahan to task and asked him directly about the involvement of the SEIU at these events. And Mr. Representative Carnahan...
I tell you what, stay there. We've got a break.
Sure.
And we're going to come back to you guys, but we do have some video of the secret press conferences coming up. But do one more segment with us, then we'll open the phones up for all the listeners out there after our guests leave us to talk about the attack on free speech in America. Hey, I was there when Bush was attacking it, decrying him as Hitlerian. Now under Obama, it's many times worse. And if you disagree with any of their policies, they shout you down as a racist. They are the ones injecting race into it, into issues that have nothing to do with that. They're race pimping. But that's what Obama did as a race pimp for Annenberg Foundation in Chicago. That's how they control these cities. They play different ethnic groups off against each other. America, one giant mafia Chicago.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.